Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisser Pod. I am Joy Mpande. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today in studio, we have someone known for her entrepreneurial endeavors. However, her whirlwind relationship to actor and singer LaToya Makene has had her private affairs make headlines on various occasions. I'm talking about Lebo Gesa, who's ready to tell it all. Tune in.
Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisser Pod.
Lebo, hi. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's only a pleasure.
Yes, you took some time out. You know, actually, usually we ask, how are you? And the automatic answer is, I'm okay, I'm doing great. So are you really okay? How have you been taking this all in? There's so much attention on you and your life and your private affairs right now, as I mentioned earlier. How are you taking that in?
This is a little bit of a difficult period for me, right? But I am taking it very well because it's only now that the public has found out about what is happening in my marriage, what is happening in my personal life. Yes. But I've had ample time to deal with it because it happened a couple of months back.
Yeah.
You know, I went through processes of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Embracing it and preparing myself for this moment.
Yeah.
So all I can say to you is I'm actually in a good space.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm actually in a good space because I've gone through all the emotions. I've personally gone through all the turmoil. Yeah. And the only turmoil that I had needed to deal with is my inner turmoil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you do that, by the way, since we're on the topic?
Look, you know, it's taken a lot of people. It's taken a lot from me.
Yeah.
I've had to deal with myself. I've had to seek help.
Yeah.
I've had to consult with a psychologist.
Of course.
I've had to do counseling with my kids.
Mm.
I've had to speak to life coaches.
Yeah.
I've had to go back home for prayers more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know? So just before all of you found out about what I am going through in my life right now, I had already been going it. I had already embraced it.
Yes.
And I had very well equipped myself for this moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already jumped the gun and gotten straight into the conversation. But you know what? When I started this conversation, I mentioned that you're a business woman first and foremost. And I wanted us to start there. Let's get to know Lebo first before we get into what we know. Because we don't know. I mean, some maybe might not know. So first, I'd just like to know, who is Lebo Gesa? Where's she from? I mean, you mentioned the prayers and so on. That already says something about your, you know, your upbringing.
Yeah. Lebo Gesa is a girl from Norway. She's a nobody.
Okay.
Born of a woman called Mapudumo, you know, who raised her with her knees bleeding for her, for her to become something out of life, for her to make a name for herself.
Yes.
I can go on and on and on. You write about me all the time. it's there, you know.
Yes.
I've hustled, man. I've tried different businesses, but more than anything else, I have, you know, had a political career.
Going back to your upbringing, I also wanted to know, I mean, this is quite a kind of controversial type of a question, but have you always been queer, like your whole life?
No.
Okay, let's get into that.
Not my whole life, because I was married to men before.
Yeah.
You know, but I did not only discover in the marriages or post the marriages with the men that I was queer.
Mm.
I knew this at the age of 6.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But throughout my life, because, you know, ladisana, go skolong and whatever, and you're dating girls at school and.
Yeah.
And I've always been attracted to girls growing up.
Mm.
But then what had happened was I did not even know that the word lesbian, the word queer,
of course,
exists.
Yes.
Right? Until just after I was about 16, I met the first gay guy in my life. And he actually said to me, there's something actually called a lesbian and you are a lesbian. That's what we refer to women like you who are attracted to women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay, so you say marriages as well. So how many marriages did we have to go through? Two.
Yeah.
And how long did they last?
The first one, between the relationship and the marriage, I think it was about 13 years. This was my childhood sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from back home.
Yeah.
And then the second one, about 6 to 7 years.
And what ended those relationships? Was it an inner turmoil of, okay, I know I like girls, or what exactly ended those marriages?
That has always been a big problem, right? Especially now in my second marriage, I knew that the biggest thing that made me get out of that was, my love for women and the fact that I knew at that point that, you know, I've got all the right to be who I want to be.
Of course.
But with my first one, like I said, you know, I met the guy when I was like 15. It was the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you grow, you realize, actually, I've never been in love with this person.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, can this be a buddy? Like, can this be a sibling?
Yeah, you know,
type of a thing.
Absolutely.
That's what you start outgrowing the person.
Yeah.
And you start realizing, as you get enlightened, you start realizing I was actually never really in love with this person, you know? Yeah. And you just let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I read somewhere that apparently marriage is actually it's not really about love. I don't know how true that is, but I kind of believe it. I just feel like sometimes we're just joining families or just trying to build together. I think that's my perspective on marriages, and it might be flawed, and you can correct me because you've done it before.
You know, there is no module to marriage.
Yes,
if you are in your third one and you are leaving your third one, you start realizing there is no marriage.
Okay.
You know, it's all about two people.
Yes.
Taking a decision to make it work.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the
module to marriage.
Absolutely.
Nothing else. Nothing that you read in the books.
Right.
Yeah. It's what happens in your bedroom. What happens in the kitchen.
Yes.
What happens when you are not together.
Yes.
It's those little things
Absolutely.
That determine.
Yes.
What the outcome of your marriage is going to be.
Okay.
Nothing that you read in the books.
Yes.
Just believe in yourself. Take an intense look at your partner.
Yeah.
See what you can do together.
Mm.
And that will define what marriage is to you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, the two marriages we established that, I think maybe at that point, obviously, you realize, okay, I'm going to go for women now. You're going to be yourself, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Do you have a conversation with your children and you know, there's always a coming out story that, you know, people feel they need to do. Did you have that talk with your children to make them understand your transition from, you know, me and daddy? You'll never see me and daddy together anymore. I'm now, you know, pursuing this. Or was there no confusion at all? They totally understood.
My kids were still very little when I decided to start dating women.
Mm.
But at some point in our lives, the conversation did happen because I was trying to hide it from my kids. I was doing it outside of the home.
Yes.
But I got a little bit hectic, you know.
Yeah.
I had 12 years to myself to play.
Yeah.
Before I got married to a woman.
Nice.
And I made the most out of it.
Yeah.
You know, so at some point, I've had to stop telling my kids that Aunt Joy is coming to visit.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you know how it's like, especially with our kids. You come to my house, you come and sleep in my bedroom because we are both women. It's auntie and auntie sleeping together. You know, there's nothing much to it.
Yes.
Do you know what
course,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the conversation did happen with my children at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, the 12 years of playing, that's quite some time. And of course, by the time... that's ample time to be so, you know, in tune with yourself. I think by then, you know what works and what does not work for you within relationships. So our readers have had a glance at a timeline that I put together pertaining to your relationship with LaToya, which is based on what the public know.
Sure.
But when did you actually meet her? Let's get into that story. Because that's when, after the 12 years, right? That's when you locked it down.
Sure.
When did you meet her? How was that experience?
It was the most beautiful and the most amazing experience ever.
Yeah.
Something I will cherish for as long as I live.
Ah,
because it happened on the day and through someone who is very, very close to my heart. Mm. You know, when you asked me earlier on who is Lebo Keswa, I actually didn't even want to get into detail of how my career has looked like, where I've studied. And all I said to you is, it's my child, which is my grandmother.
Yeah.
Right? And if you know about me, you will know about the intense love that I had for my grandmother.
Yes.
You know, I actually, more than anything else, became known in this country because of my social media posts of my relationship with my grandmother, right? Who I loved, valued, and appreciated so much, you know? So actually, I was hosting a 99th birthday for my grandmother at the community hall in Mohlakeng because I was born and bred in Mohlakeng. So I had invited Letoya's father to come and perform at my grandmother's 99th birthday. And I was at work on the day. My mom calls me late in the afternoon because the birthday started at 12 o'clock. So my mom calls me to say, hey, my grandmother had started getting dementia at the time. She's like, we are struggling to get your grandmother to her own birthday. This is around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We've had the priest from the church come. We've had the people from the municipality come. We've had some of her friends come. She's just not agreeing. And she keeps asking where you are. Because even with her dementia, my grandmother remembered me. And she somewhat even remembered some of our conversations. And myself and my daughter are the two people that she remembered. Right? So eventually my mom then says to me, and you know, even Abud Blondie and her kid, you know, Letoya were also here trying to convince your grandmother. She's just not listening to anyone. Now, you have to understand, I've had a crush on Letoya.
For how long at that time?
It had been a couple of years.
Okay.
And I'd met her before. But I was so busy at the time, you know. I decided not to hit on her.
Okay.
I decided to let her go.
Okay.
And more than anything else, the father, I'd say to the father, Daddy Bonaman, give me Latoya's number, you know. And he'd say to me, my daughter is strictly dickly. She does not do women. Leave Letoya alone.
Yes.
Maybe he knew this was going to happen. Maybe he knew we were going to be here.
Hey,
you know,
who knows?
Fatherly instincts. Who knows? Yes. And he's a Sangoma too.
Hey.
He can see the future, right?
He can see the future.
So anyway, I dropped everything and I drove back home.
Yeah.
Yo, I got there, like, so quickly, you do not have a clue. So managed to get my grandmother to the party.
Yeah.
And the first time I actually got in contact with Letoya after meeting her in 2016 at the party was when my daughter said to me, mommy, please go ask Tidi from Generations if we could take a picture. At the time, I didn't even know Letoya is an actress on Generations. Because the last time I saw her, they were singing, you know, as youngsters and whatever. I didn't know that she was into acting. You know? So it's that point, you know, when you like go into Google to the, oh, and like, wow, you know,
this is
so
who
she's
is.
Been acting. You know? So this is how I met Letoya. It was on my grandmother's birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had had a crush on her. At that time, do you remember what it was exactly that was about her that you liked?
I remember as kids now, we're not exposed to many young kids as musicians. And she's pretty, all right? Actually, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous,
She's gorgeous.
No, that's a
but fact. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I've got a thing for beautiful women.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
You know? Okay. And, I need to mention this.
Yes.
There's the one time, and this is after now pursuing business and da-da-da-da, and I was going back to journalism.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Because I decided not to pursue journalism for the longest time because my second partner that I was married to was into journalism. So out of choice, I never want to do what my partners are doing.
Okay.
So because I had options.
Yes.
This is when I ventured into business.
Okay.
Right? Yes. So now, after he had passed on and we had parted ways, I started venturing, putting my foot into journalism. So this one time, I'm sitting at home and watching TV. And Letoya and her dad were on a show, doing a show, right? And they were discussing issues around her sister. Khonzi, who had, I can't remember the story very well, disappeared or went to give birth to a child at the hospital, da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm. So now I also have a thing, you know, I'm very, very sapiosexual.
Okay.
I have a thing for intelligent people.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
And I watched this interview. I enjoyed the honesty in that interview, right? Because you know what we do as black people. We lie.
We lie.
To protect our families.
Yes.
We lie. We lie. We lie. Mm. I, you know, it was such a special moment for me to see a family say, this is the problem that our child is encountering.
Okay.
We are not going to hide it. Okay. We are going to speak to the public and we are going to get our child help. These things do not happen with our black families.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the way she presented herself.
Yeah.
And once again, she was just gorgeous.
She was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
So there was no red flag with the family saying that there's an issue with our child.
I actually loved that.
Okay.
Because I'm an open book.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no gray area in my life. It's either it's black or it's white.
Yes.
So I loved the fact that a family can be that open.
Okay.
I don't believe in how we were raised as black children.
No,
that,
no.
You know, family secrets. Family secrets destroy us.
Yes.
Family secrets have destroyed our parents.
Yes.
Right? We talk of generational curses as black people. It's those secrets.
It's the secrets.
Yeah. Those are our generational curses.
Sure. Okay. So now, okay, you've watched her. You see what you like.
Yeah.
And at first,
that
remember,
was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But now the business in your business now has seized almost, if I could say.
Yeah.
And now you decide to make the first approach somehow. What was that first approach?
Actually, what happened was after she took pictures with my daughter and everyone went wild taking pictures with her, she's like, oh, I've heard that you are the granddaughter to the lady whose birthday we are celebrating, you know? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm Lebo, we meet. And she's like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I said, a lot of things, a lot of things. But the reason we are in this community hall today is because of some of the work that I've been doing with the community. I'm a GBV and femicide activist.
Okay.
So this is how I've been helping NPOs in the community to raise funding. To do a lot of things with the community. So I just started showing her around the hall how I've added value in some of the equipment that was donated to the community, blah, 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 blah. We started chatting.
Yes.
And my grandmother's birthday ended because it was a born-again Christian gathering. You know, alcohol is not allowed at those events and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So afterwards, just before they left, I said, if you guys would like to still hang out, I can organize some alcohol quickly and then we can just hang out.
Okay.
So that's what happened. But then because the day before she had a gig somewhere, she was very, very tired. So at some point she said, I need to go put my head down in the car. And then she left me with other people.
Yes.
And there had been 2 hours, almost 3 hours, because Daddy had also not seen a lot of people in the industry that I'd invited to the birthday. So everyone was just catching up and having fun, you know. So at some point I thought, I wonder if this person is breathing in this car, because windows are closed and it's rather hot, you know.
Yes, of course.
So yeah, let me go in, possibly even just open the door a bit so that there's ventilation.
Yes.
So, you know, as I'm opening the door, she then wakes up and she says, have you been here? I said, what if I have been, you know? And she's like, you know, I sincerely apologize that we came to the party and I could not enjoy with you guys. But it's because I'm really, really exhausted. I was exhausted. But I've got an event tomorrow.
Yes.
It was somewhere in Soweto. So if you'd like to join us, feel free to come and join us at the event.
Nice.
And that Saturday, the 15th of February, 2020, I went and joined her at this event where she was performing. And should I say the rest is history, or do you want to know what happened that
night? I really want to know what happened that night.
So what happened is she was performing. Or on our way there, I'm with this friend of mine called Mpo.
Yes.
So I said, Mpo, I want her. Mpo said, Lebo, you are not getting this one. just deal with it. The father has told you,
yeah,
this woman is straight. I said, yeah, I want her, Mpo,
yeah,
and I'm going to get her.
Yes.
Right? So we were then at this gig, and then eventually this one guy walks in, mm-hmm, right? And, you know, everything like shifted, even mm-hmm inside of me.
Yeah.
Right? And you could tell she also started looking a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, you could tell that there was something
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this event was bring a cooler box and whatever, mm, right? So I said to Mpo, look, I'm not here to play. Mm. If anything, I've got other people to go back to.
Yes.
Right? I'm not here to play. So you are right.
Yeah.
She's got a person. We pack up and we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather be somewhere where I know someone is going to come and warm my bed,
yeah,
when I go to bed tonight. Right?
Okay.
Why waste my time with,
yes,
a straight woman?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what happened is I said to the cousin, go and tell your sister that we are leaving.
Okay.
Right? Then she goes to Leto and says, Lebo and them says, I must tell you, they are calling it a night. She said, tell them not to go. I am getting rid of this guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the message that came back to me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And true to her word, she got rid of the guy.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, I gave her a lift home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the magic started.
Okay.
Right? Then the cousin was talking to this friend of mine that I was driving with. And then her and I stood outside the car.
Mm.
We started a small conversation.
Yeah.
Within a few minutes of that conversation, I just turned around and I said to her, can I kiss you?
Oh.
She said, of course.
Of course.
This is the longest kiss I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
We just kissed and kissed. And kissed and kissed and kissed and kissed.
Wow.
Until the cousin actually said, can I just give you guys a room?
Yes.
And I said, okay, this is now the point where we have to call it the day. That was a Saturday evening. That Sunday I was with her.
Mm.
That Sunday she was at my home.
Yeah.
We actually went to a friend's for lunch. We finished late.
Mm.
So my home was close to the friend's home compared to where she lived at the time.
Okay.
So we decided, no, let's go spend the night at your house.
Yes.
But her sister and her cousin ended sleeping in the one bedroom, and then her and I ended up sleeping in the other bedroom.
On the first night?
This is the... Yeah, first this night, second night.
Yes,
second night after I've known her.
Yes,
first night after within 24 hours after I kissed her.
Yes.
Right, but then in bed, I thought to myself, do I or don't I?
Yes,
I thought, you know what? I think she's special.
Yes,
let me leave her.
Aww. So you just slept.
I slept.
Okay.
It was a painful night for me, but I slept.
You know, yes, I can imagine.
Like
it's
this.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah. You know, you think, let me not even cuddle her. It might make her feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
You know,
okay.
let her just sleep.
Yeah.
And she slept. And then I tried continuing with the conversation with her that following week, because we kissed. We are dating.
Okay, that's what it means.
Rajola.
Rajola.
Risunani.
Risunani.
Yeah. What else? The longest kiss I've ever had. And then there's nothing going on.
Something.
And it was a good kiss, by the way.
Yes.
The best.
Wow.
By far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that week, by Tuesday, I'm saying to her, look, I'm going to book us somewhere in Hartebeest this weekend.
Wow. Just
let me know whether I should book just a decent place for the two of us, or if you want to bring your kids.
Mm.
And you can bring your sisters, you can bring your cousins. Yeah, we can book a 7-room, you know, or we can book, a beautiful penthouse by the dam.
Come on.
Wabon. Yeah.
Yes.
You tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Wabon again.
Yes.
Hey. Wait a king. I'm booking lunches at these restaurants.
Mm.
Yeah. Did the person come up with excuses?
Really?
She was born on a woman cold.
Yes.
Wasn't it because
there was another figure in the picture that was kind of uncertain?
Which figure?
The guy who made her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a fling, man.
That was just a fling.
It was a December shake.
Okay.
And she had, by this time,
it was a once-off thing.
Born,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know how many times they did it, but all I knew is it's nothing serious.
Okay, great.
Right?
Okay.
So, oh, you've disturbed my food of thought now.
So you've taken her on some lunches, yes. But she's kind of giving you excuses.
I've booked for lunches.
Yes.
So
yes.
She's now starts making excuses of why we can't see one another. Yes. Right? I embraced it.
Mm.
And then by that weekend, I thought, there we go again. Mm. I'm wasting my time.
Mm.
So, yeah, I gave her space.
Mm.
Then Nina, I'd get a call from her. Ah, you've been quiet. Mm. I'm busy, you know.
Mm.
I'm busy. And then I'd reciprocate to say, hi, how are you doing?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Until towards the end of the week, the guy who was then her manager calls me to say, look, we are having a meeting to put together a management team for LaToya's a management team because LaToya wants to pursue her music career.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we are just bringing different people together to see how we can help with this, you know. So we know that you are a business person, so you might help with a strategy. You might not be an expert in music, but you might. A strategy is a strategy.
Yes,
you can
implement
a strategy anyway.
Yes.
You know. Can you come join us for the brainstorming session?
Yes.
So I said to the guy, I'm busy on the day, you know?
Yes.
Very busy. So even on the day, this guy is now calling me.
Mm.
Are you coming? Are you coming? I'm like, I don't know if I'll make it. I'm in Pretoria, which was true.
Yeah.
You decide you're going to give me a cold shoulder. Life goes on.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So why should I prioritize you?
Mm.
Huh? Could be finding something new, something fresh elsewhere. Do you know what I mean?
I like your thinking. Okay.
So what happened was when I came back from Pretoria, I decided I'm going to go waste my time there. Let me go visit an ex of mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So yeah, I'm busy chilling with the ex. We chilling. And then this call happens again. So I said to the ex, these people have been calling.
Mm.
So can we just go say hi and come back? You know?
Okay.
She's like, yeah, okay, let's go. I'm not even telling her.
Yeah.
What's going on there? Who we gonna meet? What's happening with this person?
Yes.
Right? So we get to this place in Alberton where the meeting was being held. And yeah, by the time I got there, 90% of the people who had come to the meeting had already gone.
Mm.
So we got into the house. We chilled a bit. We were hosted very, very well.
Okay.
And at some point, I'm thinking, Bona, I guess I've missed out on the stretch session.
Yeah.
Well, but I wouldn't mind that kiss again, man.
Well, yeah.
So we're sitting there, there's kids. So I just said to everyone, do you guys mind if I have a chat with LaToya?
Mm.
They said, no, of course. And she's like, why are you asking people for permission? Come.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, so let me tell you this part.
Okay.
This ex of mine.
Yes.
I told you I've got a thing for her, like her types, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, Bona, same level. Bona, umu.
Okay.
Hey, so I walked in with this one.
Yes.
Yo, it rubbed off this one the wrong way.
Oh, yeah, now yeah, what? Yeah, it's yeah, a clash. Yeah.
Bona.
Jeez.
And do you know how I introduced this one?
Mm.
Meet my ex so and so.
Oh, my gosh. You dropped the ball.
Bona.
Okay.
Look at people in your league.
Mm.
Or this is where I operate. Wabon again.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I don't think she had anything in that meeting. The last bit of it.
Mm.
Because even when I asked for permission, she was just like, yeah, let's go talk.
Okay.
We got outside. There was no talking. We kissed.
Just kissing.
And the rest is history. I took her home that day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to your ex? Did she stay there?
No. We went to drop her off. Remember, this is an ex. And this is an ex who had become a very good friend.
Yeah.
She actually stayed a friend in my marriage with LaToya. And she's still a very, very good friend to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now when you say the rest is history, I assume you take her home and now, of course, you guys
passion.
Are both, you know, passionate and comfortable, you know, with each other. So it's passion. It's beautiful.
And then, yeah.
The morning did you guys make things official to say, no, you and I, this is what we're doing from now on?
Did we make things official? I can't confirm that. I don't know if we made things official that morning.
Okay.
Yeah, but it didn't take us long before we made things official. And I'll tell you why.
Mm.
Because we met on the 14th, right? And yeah, there was this 2 weeks of uncertainty. Mm. And then after 2 weeks, yeah, we were kind of like official.
Okay.
I don't know how much of the talking happened then.
Yeah.
But on the 20th of February, if I'm not mistaken, this is when the president announced that we are going into lockdown on the 10th of March.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yo, this week, everything was just happening, man. Everything. Goran Dengari, I've known this person for like a year, in a week. Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and then at this point, I'm even saying to her, why did you give me a cold shoulder for a week?
Yes.
Why are we here now?
Yeah.
And she said, look, Lebo, I've been dating men.
Mm.
I've never been attracted to women.
Okay.
Right? You gave me the best kiss ever. Right?
She reciprocates.
But a kiss could not make me confirm to myself and agree with myself that I am into a woman, right? She says, I got so confused about how I'm feeling. You do not have a clue. And I was scared. She said, I missed you in that week.
Wow.
Right? But I was scared to commit to anything because I could see you are coming in full force.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And at the time, I did not know what my thinking was.
Yes.
So, yeah. I had to give you a bit of that background. So
yes.
She said, I sincerely apologize if I've hurt your feelings in that week.
Aww.
Right now, I don't know what you call this because I'm not familiar with the terms, with the gender terms.
Yes.
But she said, right now, I am not in love with a lesbian. I am in love with a human being.
Nice.
I forget the term for it. There's a word for it.
Okay.
There's a word for it. When you fall in love with human beings.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not gender specific, but
okay.
You just fall in love with human beings.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a term for it. And yeah.
Okay.
So she just said, right now, I am in love with a human being called Lebo.
Okay.
Right now. And right now, soon as it is, I am sure of that.
Hmm.
Oh, and mind you, the Saturday after the gig with the guy.
Yes.
My friend woke me up to say, yay, I've just got a message. And I just been getting calls from Latoya's cousin.
Yeah.
Latoya woke up in the morning. This is after the kiss.
Yeah.
And said to the cousin, phew, I don't know what's going on with me.
Mm.
I think I am in love with this person.
Wow.
I think I'm in love with Lebo.
Wow.
And my friend just said to me, what's your name, dog? Yeah. So that's what happened, really.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long either for you guys to get engaged. I mean, you popped the question quite early in the Lobola negotiations, I think, but this is again from the social media public knowledge that we have.
Yeah.
So when did you realize that, no man, I'm ready to settle down with this woman for real?
Okay. So, you know, I've just said to you, a week with Latoya was like a year.
A year.
Right?
Yes.
And she's at her own place. She's in her own space. I'm at my own place. I'm in my own space, right?
Mm.
So you can only imagine how often we're seeing each other, how often we're on the phone. Like, I got to know her quicker than I've gotten to know any human being I've ever been exposed to in my life,
yes.
Right? So now, within a month of us being together, we went on lockdown together.
Yes.
We moved in together.
Yes.
You know what happened during lockdown. A day was like a month.
Yes.
Right?
And at first we thought we were just going to be locked down for a month.
Bona.
And it extended
Bona.
Longer. Okay.
It did. So we were together 24/7.
Yes.
We got to know everything about one another.
Yes.
And I think within a month of us being on lockdown, I knew.
Yes.
I knew that I'm going to put a ring on this woman's finger. I had no doubts.
Wow.
I've had 12 years to think about this.
Yeah.
And for 12 years, I kept on thinking to myself, I'm happily gonna die on my own.
Jeez.
You know, yeah, I'm tired of committing these things. These concepts don't work.
Don't work.
Right? I woke up one morning and I said to her, you know what, my love? That's what I used to call her.
Mm.
I said, you know what? You are going to close my eyes when I die.
Aww.
She's like, what does that mean? I said, I'm going to marry you.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew. And I meant it with everything that I had with me. And it's one of the best decisions at the time.
At the time. That it felt right.
It felt right.
Yes.
I've never made a better decision in my life at the time.
Jeez.
Yeah, and being more confident about a decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, one aspect that I don't want to move on from, especially at this point of the conversation, is the fact that you both had kids.
Yeah.
And so moving in together and now joining those two families together, take me through those dynamics too and how that went.
It was very interesting, yes. Right? We're falling in love, right?
Yeah.
You are not paying attention to things that could affect you in the future. You are just dismissing the boner. We are just looking at one another. We are just enjoying ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we are looking some of the most basic things that we needed to be dealing with at the time.
Yes.
You know, this marriage module that we spoke about earlier on.
Yes.
Issues around religion. Like, really... Yeah,
questioning that.
Getting to the bottom of it to say,
yes,
okay, this is where you come from. This is where I come from. What are we doing in this relationship? What are we doing in this marriage?
Yes.
Finances. This is what you are coming with. This is what I'm coming with, right? How are we merging the two? Mm. What are the challenges? What is the bottom line of all of this, right? The children. This is how you've been raising your kids. This is how I've been raising my kids. How do we merge this blended family.
Blended family,
I mean, the list goes on about a list of things that we needed to sit, get into the boardroom, strategize, sit and take a decision whether we are agreeing on those basic principles or not. I don't know from her side what the excuse is. I was blinded by love. All I wanted was to be in love. I was just in a fairy tale. Nothing else mattered but LaToya.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I ignored the most basic, the most important things, right? And this is where the trouble started. But we were so blindly in love.
Yeah.
We both did not pick up on it.
Yeah.
So as time goes on,
these
things, now the fairy tale, the honeymoon period is over.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now reality starts kicking in.
Now, look, before we get to that reality, I still want to touch on, you know, the kids around you and what the conversation around them. Are they happy? Do they look happy? I know you're still blinded by love, but what are they saying? They're approving of this. They're seemingly happy.
Before we made the announcement that we're together, she spoke to her family. Mm-hmm. I had no announcement to make.
Okay.
Right? At home, they were born again Christians, so... I think they were picking up on the signs that I'm lesbian, but I've never set them down, especially my mother and my grandmother.
Yeah.
I've never set them down to say to them, I am lesbian.
Right.
But they could pick something up.
Right.
You know, so it's one of those where I thought, I don't know, I don't want to cause them any discomfort.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
If they pick up on this and they confront me, I will tell them the truth.
Yes.
Right. But I remember I once had a breakup with a woman, and please let's not talk about this.
No,
right?
That's fine.
I once had a breakup with a woman. It came out in the media, and look, this got me depressed like you will not believe.
Okay.
The only words my mom said to me at the time is, "Look, I do not care what public perception is of you.
Yeah.
If you are a lesbian, you are my lesbian.
Nice.
Snap out of this mentality that you're going through, because you are so much to us as this family. If you go down, you are taking all of us down with you. Snap out of it."
Right.
She said, "You are your mother's only child.
Yes.
You are the only child that I've given birth to."
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
"And your biggest concern should be the womb that you comes from."
Absolutely.
She said, "I do not care who thinks what about you."
Yes.
"Snap out of this."
Nice.
"Just go tell the world you are your mother's lesbian."
Mm.
Yeah. She said, "Your sexuality, if it is that, shouldn't be something that brings you down."
Yes.
Yeah. And that brings all of us down.
Right.
That's the only conversation that I've ever had with my mother.
So your family obviously approved of who you were and they acknowledged it. But I remember, I mean, when we started this conversation, Blondie was so adamant that, you know, her child is straight. When did you get that blessing also?
She had a conversation with the father because he could also pick up that we are spending a lot of time together, right? And she had a conversation with her father, which was a very, very uncomfortable conversation for her. And the father said, "Look, as long as you are happy, I am happy for you. I cannot take a decision on your behalf and I cannot reject you. because of the choices that you make about your life. You are an adult. And this is what still breaks my heart with everything that is happening now. Do you know what the father said? And he also repeated this at our wedding. To say, at least I will never ever have to have a sleepless night because I am scared that a man is going to assault you or a man is going to kill you.
Point. I will come back to that because you're also an activist at GBVM. Yeah. We're going to get into
irony
that.
Of it all.
The irony of it all.
You know?
Sure. Okay. So we're still in the good phases of the relationship. Yeah. We're honeymooning it out. You guys moved in just after COVID and it's all love.
We moved in just before COVID.
COVID, yes. So you guys are together. The family has approved. They're happy. You pop the question. You know, the father says he's at ease with your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
When do the signs start of just things kind of being questionable and going wrong in this marriage?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. You know, when you sit with yourself and think back, the one moment you think, oh, this was a red flag. And the one moment you think, no, this was not the red flag. This should have been the red flag.
Yes.
Even this morning, I was thinking of some red flags. You know, actually, the more I'm open about this is the more I realized that the red flags have always been there.
Yes.
I was blinded by love. I did not want this marriage to end. I wanted LaToya to close my eyes. I became ignorant of every single thing. I was not seeing it. It happened with the kids. It happened with friends and family. It happened with our finances. It happened with the religious beliefs. Those grounding things that I'm talking about.
Yes.
What should have been a red flag to me is me abandoning how I was born and bred.
Which was a Christian.
Which was a born Christian, right?
Yes.
And I'm the one who's paying lobola. I'm the one who's marrying this woman. But kinna oli, right? Forget all the values and principles that I was brought up with. Kidi lahle lagwa. But for me, that is love.
Yes, sacrifice.
Everyone keeps saying, Lebo no mo sangoma. If I were to be with a sangoma, right? I'll probably do that. That's my love language.
Yeah.
That's my love language. I will support anything and everything that you do.
Yeah.
And I do not care what other people's perception is. You know, your upbringing keeps replaying itself to you. You know, and my mother said, it doesn't matter what the public thinks. You are my lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't matter what my friends are saying. People are convinced ke twasi tsekira. I was in love with my wife.
Yo.
If utlo hlaba gogo, okay. Ke nna tlo tshwara ntipe, ke tlo mo hlabela yona. O tla tshwara motho ke tshware ka mona. For me,
wow.
That's what love is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like
the signs were there. I can't sit here and say, go ahead. Now, you've seen this in the media. Fights with her baby daddies, being assaulted by the baby daddies. Yeah, both our assault cases. And actually, that came afterwards. But there were a lot of signs. You know, spending so much money in court. Those things are emotionally draining.
Yes.
Because someone didn't have 12 years to deal with their mess and take a decision.
Yes.
I mean, outside of this fleeing, she had only broken up with the baby daddy that she lived with for 2 months. Right? A person tells you, actually, I found you at the right time because I was going through a journey of healing. You can't heal in 2 months.
You can't heal in 2 months. No.
You can't heal in 2 months.
No.
Actually, you know what? There's no module. Maybe there's people who heal in an hour. What can we say?
Yeah,
someone can say to you they healed in an hour.
Actually, we can't detect. Yeah.
That is my I can't heal in 2 months. Right? And now when you are in the relationship with the person and you start realizing that you are married to a person who has embraced trauma and has never dealt with it. Right? By the time she had met me, you know, especially for us black people, mm-hmm. we don't want to deal with issues around mental illness, or we associate psychologists and whatever with people are going to perceive me as a person with mental illness.
Yes.
And actually, these are the things that help you not to get the mental illness, mm-hmm. because you are dealing with issues.
Yes.
Because more often than not, it's the issues that you are not dealing with that make you end up with mental illnesses or mental challenges, right? I'd been on and off in therapy. As and when I'm dealing with a big issue, I'd do therapy until I conclude the matter, right? So now I'm sitting with a wife at home. She's telling me one horror story. I'm a GBV activist. She's telling me one horror story after another. What have you done about it?
Yes.
I was scared to tell my dad. I was scared to tell my family. It was going to destroy my family. I didn't want to hurt my dad. I didn't want to make my dad sick. You didn't want your dad to go through all of this. This is not about your dad. It's about you.
Yes.
You were not born to live for your dad.
Yeah.
You were born to live for yourself.
Yeah.
You have yourself to live with. You are the one living with the pain.
Yes.
And I went back to this thing that you proudly said on national TV. Do you want to tell me and spoke about your sister, the challenges that she's facing, and how you're going to assist her as a family? Girl, don't you think your father would have held your hand and done the same thing for you. with all these traumas? I'm telling you about trauma, right? And there's a publication that approached me about it. Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm going to address because, yeah, somehow they found out. About this thing. So they'll be publishing this Sunday. It will come out what exactly this trauma is, you know. And even in my marriage, I tried addressing it to say, let's get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Right? Minimal things was done about it. Minimal things were done about it. You know, you can only do so much, no matter how much you love a person, to try and help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Before I even go on with that story, I think then in this part of the conversation, I would want to know first, what does GBV and femicide mean to you? What made you become an activist prior to even meeting her?
What made me to become an activist is, you know, childhood experiences of the trauma that women went through, that as a girl child, I started normalizing.
Okay.
And believing this, Mosadi must go through this. This is the role of a man. A man can hit a woman. A man can abuse a woman. A woman needs to be submissive. What makes you a woman is for like how much pain you can take.
Yeah.
So I got to a point where I wanted our future generations. I wanted my daughter not to go through that. I wanted future generations to know that it's unacceptable, especially that, you know, GBV and femicide became a growing trend in this country.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not something that's always been there because for years it was normalized, you know. So I wanted to be a part of my generation that is fighting this to make sure that a woman is not killed at the hands of a loved one, to make sure that a woman is protected, to make sure that a woman knows that they can walk away.
Yes.
To know that a woman, before they love someone else and become submissive to anyone, they must start with self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had you previously been subjected to GBV?
I've gone through it.
Okay.
I don't speak to... And I've written about it in detail, by the way, way before I met LaToya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've dealt with those issues.
Yes.
Right?
Mm.
I haven't even buried them. They live in me. Mm. But I did the right thing to deal with them.
Yes.
So I've healed from that and I've moved on from that. Right? And we are not here to deal with that.
Of course.
My psychologist said to me, you know what? We are closing this file.
We've closed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Which also means you also know how to recognize and, you know, spot GBV.
I know when you're seeing. There comes the interrogation.
There comes
the interrogation. So, yes, of course I do.
So you know how to, I mean, I myself, I mean, if I can also open up just to also make you feel comfortable, I've also been subjected to GBV. So I know when it's happening, whether it's emotional or physical.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I do.
You know.
Yeah.
So within.
I'm sorry you went through that.
No,
no one deserved that.
Likewise. Yeah. Likewise. Sure. So with you and your story then, when did, I mean, if somebody's opened up about GBV with you, how then did you decide to help her? What is the conversation after that? Like, you've recognized, okay, this one is traumatized, but yo, it's a lot and it hasn't been dealt with. What is the conversation then?
I've done the most, right? I've done the most. I've worked with women. These are my support structures right now.
Yes.
As my story is coming out.
Yes.
I'd forgotten about most of them.
Yes.
They have come back into my life like you will not believe.
Yeah.
Each case was treated differently.
Mm.
I've gotten a psychologist to do pro bono work.
Mm.
I've said to someone, do you want us to go open a case? I used to be in police stations.
Mm.
I've gotten attorneys and law firms to do pro bono work. I've been in courts, right? I've gathered women.
Yes.
Outside courts.
Yes.
Like, I was just doing the most. Like, I even got to a point where I was adding so much value.
Yes.
I decided not to be with one specific GBV or femicide organization.
Okay.
Because I knew with my expertise the value that I could add for the different organizations.
Mm.
These ones need monetary assistance. I'm going to provide monetary assistance.
Mm.
These ones need these resources. I'm going to assist them in getting these resources. So it was different things for different organizations and different things for different individuals. Yeah.
Okay. And with LaToya specifically, how did she then, I mean, obviously I would assume in that conversation while she's saying all of these things, you then tell her, no man, you should actually seek help. Did she get the help that she needed at the time? Or?
You know, so this is a problem with some, please note,
some,
right? With some sangomas.
Mm.
There's a problem,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not big on TV and podcasts and. But someone recently, as this thing is happening, someone recently sent me a podcast of Mama Lillian Dube and Dineo Ranaka,
yes.
Right? And you know, Mama Lillian Dube is talking to Dineo right now at that point in that podcast to say to her, but firstly, this guy, I can't quote a verbatim,
yes.
But don't you think it's associated with anxiety and depression and
oh, yes,
right?
Yes.
So you see now, it becomes problematic when you say to a person, the issues that you are dealing with need a psychologist, right? Because you've buried them. And I did say, they're going to keep on acting them up in every single relationship that you form with everyone, right? Because I said, because of this trauma, look, there was this marriage.
Yes.
And you claimed the same trauma.
Mm.
And then there was this relationship.
Yes.
You claimed the same trauma.
Yes.
And I said, it's worrying that you and I are here right now, right? So I need to deal with the problem. We need collectively to deal with the problem before it explodes.
Yes.
This is when, at this point, I introduce her to my psychologist, right? But this is the problem now with some of the sangomas, because they think Muti can sort everything out instead of dealing with problems. Said it more.
Yeah.
What's it called? Huchiswampepo. Huiwa asimaimai and gizi pleke horne gizi amakho. King, kwa komuting, mojobeg.
Oof.
Kwa that taxi rank.
Kwa maimai?
Not kwa. How feel kwa maimai? Yeah, kwa maimai. There's another one though that I used to go to.
Okay.
Kwa maimai. Huiwa mole. What's it called? Huiwa limkulu mamang. Wabon. Whatever,
yes.
To say, hey, mkulu. Now, instead of dealing with the trauma, you are even saying, Baba,
hey,
king,
back to send.
Back to send. And now, these are people who did these things to you 20 years ago.
Yes.
Wavan?
Yes.
Hey, how is back to sender going to work now?
Wavan?
Why are we not continuing conversations with
a psychologist.
How do we get to a point where you start saying the psychologist has got a problem?
Yeah.
Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't take responsibility for anything, even for your own trauma.
Yeah.
It's always someone else's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always someone else's problem. You are misunderstood. You are. It's always someone else's problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And how is a person I've been dealing with for 10 years a problem? Mm. And this became a trend in my marriage.
Mm.
A third party was always a problem. Mm. And Linda, blinded by love. Aisha, yes. I'm going to enjoy this.
Wow.
Eh, tlabo phone le ka phone engwe ke re kwane tlabo phone la back.
Zero.
Yeah. My wife has a problem, I'm on the side.
Yes.
Full stop.
Yes.
It's not negotiable.
You know, this a constant a thing that you say, and I sort of kind of understand it. Blinded by love. Would you say you kind of set back also with most of the decisions in the relationship and she was mostly taking the lead?
Okay. This is actually one conversation that we constantly had in the relationship and in the marriage, right? Because remember now, I'm getting married to a straight woman, right?
Yes.
When I married her, actually, when I started dating her, LaToya was unemployed.
Mm.
She was without a job. Mm. When we moved together, got locked down, she was still unemployed. She only joined Generations a few months later into the relationship, right? So we move in together, right? Rarobala, we wake up in the morning, waiting, motho o setsa le mokatre, wabon? And, you know, she's one of those, wabon, ke ba ba tshelang metsi pele on the side with soap, and then I bet the most cleanest faduk on their shoulder, wabon, hapa matzwa, and I'm thinking, whoa! Wabon, abon, you know? So she gets surprised that she'll do that. I'm having my cup, like, I'm the type to do all to drink all these remedial things like your turmeric and ginger and da 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 in the morning. So I'm not a tea or coffee person.
Yes.
So already she's mixed all of this, you know, she's presenting to me in the morning, right? And as she's busy taking care of something, when she walks into the kitchen, I'm busy with breakfast.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
So after a couple of days that we lived together, she said, exactly what is going on here? I said, what do you mean? She said, these are the relationships that I've come from. So remember now, one, she's comparing me to men.
Men, yeah.
She's like, when I was married to Privilege or when I dated Tsepo, you know, the previous guys that I was with, I was the breadwinner, right? I'd leave them sleeping at home, right? I'd have to come back home. I'd have to come clean, take care of the kids, cook, make the bed that I left before I went to work in the morning. Right? I said, excuse me? She's like, that is exactly what I went through.
Yes.
So I said, look, I don't role play. I don't role play. Right? Cleaning the house is not a gender role. And you and I are both females.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I said, I love housework. I love cooking. Because her image of what a lesbian relationship looks like when the other one is firm and the other one is butch was, I'm going to be lying on the couch.
Yeah.
And then she has to make breakfast. I put the plate here. She comes and picks it up. She's going to be making lunch. Like, I spoiled my, she's not yet officially my ex, but look, we are here, right?
Yeah.
I spoiled her rotten. I spoiled her rotten. The most shocking thing also was her, when she joined Generations, coming back home, rushing straight to the kitchen.
You know,
because I'm one of those anal people, especially with how food is presented and that, because pizza, and then I take everything out of the pot to put in bowls.
Yes.
Set everything.
To wash the pot.
Yeah, and I cook early.
Yes.
And we're on lockdown. We're level 17, you know?
Yes.
She comes, she's at work, she's thinking, I need to feed my family.
Mm.
But how are you doing that when someone else is working from home?
Yeah.
You know, by the time she comes, actually, she'd phone me to say, baby, I'm leaving work. Her bath has been run with rose petals on it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right? Everything, like the beginning of my relationship with LaToya was just one shock after another in terms of how I was handling the whole thing.
Yes.
Because she was my queen. Yes. And I gave her queen treatment.
Yes.
And LaToya knows this.
Yes.
She knows this.
Yes.
I lived for her.
Ish.
I did everything for her. In my power.
Yeah.
And LaToya knows this. And this is the truth.
Mm.
I want one day LaToya, when she's set with herself and has stopped going around Joburg to plant a seed, a bad seed about my name.
Yeah.
These are the truths that I would like for her to start telling people about me.
Mm. Jeez. Blinded by love.
Ah, blinded by... You've just given me a title for a
book.
And Bona. And you are not getting part of that. I'll create royalty. I'm going to trademark this when I leave here. It's mine.
I know you said it first. You said it first.
Thank you.
Your words.
And
okay.
You repeated it. And yeah, we're thinking, yeah, Bona, blinded by love.
I just want to have a few sentences in the book. Thank you very much.
Just, Nyana. I'll think about
it. You understand?
Yeah.
So within this relationship, okay, you are giving princess treatment and it's new to her,
yeah.
But that's still beautiful. So when does it get dark and, you know, GBV and physical and violent?
Okay, so LaToya throws temper tantrums, right?
Mm.
And this conversation has been had. So, you know, being with a spiritual child is complicated, guys, right? Because even how the whole thing starts getting explained to you, that Bona, you can't blame her because sometimes you are not dealing with her. And now all of a sudden there's an argument, Bona, who to be TV. And now after the argument, baby, I'm sorry I broke a TV. Baby, I'm sorry I broke a vase. And then nining, you know, khunali that punches. That's assault. And you think, hey man, you make an excuse.
Yeah.
She was frustrated by what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start making excuses by the person because you are blinded by love.
Ish.
Right? And this is a whole me who will say to someone, as soon as they start screaming at you, leave. As soon as they start saying obscenities to you, leave.
Yes.
Right? But it's happening to me full force. Right? At this time, I was thinking, and again, I'm learning these things. And
for no more
this is bon, so much so now these things that you were talking about when I started outlining
the finances
the things around conversations that needed to be had
before
the marriage happened this is when you even start saying eish. What's it? I got too much to the best of my knowledge. Get lots of sangoma. You are learning as you go.
As you go.
You are learning as you go.
Yeah.
And it's also very sad how some of sangomas manipulate ubungoma. They use ubungoma to justify their bad behavior.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because Bon, now it's king. Today, na rifletu ki butinyana. Hi, mabani ineli elman. Like, you're dealing with 10 different people
ten
in
different
one.
10 different people.
Waba?
Yes.
And you start thinking, hey, wabana una batu ankoba zalwaneng and motukeni skolo. I'm undermining culture. You even reducing GBV to culture.
Ish.
You're reducing GBV to ke undermine abongoma. And you keep on thinking, let me hang in there. I'm misunderstanding her.
Yes.
And there's now also an element of, I've helped thousands of women. You sit there embarrassed. And now you start experiencing what they experienced, right?
You are the woman.
Yo. And I'm thinking, how do I go back to all of these people and tell them I'm a victim? After I've already been through it.
Yeah.
I know what I was dealing with.
Yeah. And
there's shame in abuse.
Yes.
There's a big shame in abuse.
Of course.
Shame.
Of course.
Shame your abuse.
Mm.
Hey, yeah. And you start making excuse that are hurting you. And you start making excuses for your partner. And now you need to understand this is a first experience with a woman.
Yes.
Woman.
Yes.
Of this issue.
Yes.
So Aisha, my excuses were on fleek.
Yo.
No, but and you're looking at this very petite, gorgeous little thing, you know, and you're thinking, how am I Kililebo going out ke tsame ke lo blella joy gore hey let her on chapa kontlu, you know. And these are also actually this is a conversation I was having with a life coach. She's not my life coach, but she's a life coach. She's someone I've gotten very close to.
Yes.
Right? That, you know, and I'll get to another part of that. I hope I do not forget.
Yes.
You know, it's very tricky dating a celebrity, right?
Mm.
Because do you know, even at that moment, when I joy, you sit there and you think to yourself, because these things matter.
Yeah.
Because you realize as you stay with this person, the amount of a public sympathy that they get.
Mm.
Because remember, these people have fans.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I do not have fans. Motu o unale, 1 million followers kwale, so many followers kwale. Like, where do I go? Anga go police station.
Give
media drama.
Yes.
Yeah, give media drama.
Yes.
Do I really want to bring this upon myself? Mm. No, I don't want to.
Mm.
You know? And at this time, you know, we made our coming out public, right?
Mm.
And it was traumatizing. Mm. We actually had to go for counseling.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens on social media.
Yes.
There's people who embraced it and there's people who rubbished it.
Yes.
It's emotionally draining. It's torture, right? And remember, I used to have minimal followers and that. So to be subjected one morning when you wake up to, your name is all over the place. Like, that's a shock.
Yes.
So you got this type of experience when you said, I love the person. Or when you came out to say, we are in love.
Yeah.
The fear of you now saying, things are not going so well.
Yeah.
The repercussions or the trauma that's going to come with you just saying, I want to leave.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and this is what this life coach was saying, that, you know, sometimes a lot of celebrities get away with a lot of murder because of that, right?
Yeah.
They don't know how to be accountable.
Yeah.
Because likes to them, it's like them sitting there saying, "Kidna Patrice Mutsipe." Likes start becoming monetary to them. I don't know. I don't know how to rationalize it. It starts making them think.
They're different in society. They're on a pedestal in society.
They are on a pedestal.
For sure.
Remember, I said to you, there's something that I want to come back to.
Yes.
You will not believe how what I've done right now, right, is now helping other people who are with people in the public, but they've been thinking that they're voiceless because of this example that I've just made you.
Yes.
To say, we've been scared to leave.
Ish.
Because Moto umplela 99. Ho onagana omangwe.
Yay.
Onagana omang. Pela, when you leave here, this is what the public. You know, when a person now starts boasting, go and I go about the followers that they have and how the followers are going to protect them.
Yay.
They don't have that intimate personal relations with real human beings in their lives.
Yay.
They start relying on the comments of
their posts, which are just
the comments
bots.
Of their followers.
Yeah.
You know, they start personalizing their followers.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had one follower of hers, some girl called Tando, literally starts insulting me on my phone. She sends some messages called Pepandaba about information that she gets from the top because she doesn't know me from a bath soap.
Yeah.
To say, this is how I know you in the past. So if you look at the messages that she sent me on my phone and the message that was posted, you can see that it's one person because I've got a PR team working on this.
Yes.
You know, they are monitoring everything.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So you see now, when you don't even have one friend who can come into studio with you and say, Lebo did this, you are hiring someone's an influencer's services to defend your lies, which is why I decided to be here in my personal capacity, which is why I am not here with my publicist.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I call my publicist to come and spin me.
Yes.
To come and twitch the lies that I'm going to tell here and there. Right?
Yeah.
And this is the strategy my publicist and I took.
Mm.
After she phoned Letoya and Masichaba to say, this is going to be a mess. Because this whole thing was started by Latour, by the way.
Yeah.
This is going to be a mess. Can we sit on the round table? They have managed to keep this out of the media for 8 months. Let us sit. Latoya insulted Pearl. If you listen to the recording, I was just like, whoa. And Pearl said, my journey with you continues. But my journey of me being a mouthpiece to you ends here. This is your journey. Right? You publicly spoke out that I love my wife.
Yes.
I'm going to marry my wife.
Yes.
Publicly go back there and tell the same people that you invited into your marriage.
Yes.
That this is my truth.
Yes.
Your perception will be whatever it is,
yes,
but this is my truth.
Yes.
And she said, that's the only weapon you've got, Lebo. We are not spinning this. I'm not doing any reputation management on this. Right? The story, the first story, when the first story came out, when I gave Sunderworld an exclusive.
Yes.
What had happened is the media had now started troubling me.
Yes.
Right? And this is where my publicity became clever.
Yes.
Right? And fortunately, because I've been based in Ladysmith, we managed to buy time.
Yes.
Because she said, okay, this story is personal.
Mm.
So I want Lebo to be a part of the interviews. I don't want her to reply to, because she also has a lot of proof on her phone that she'd like to share to you. But because she does not want to compromise Latoya, she's not willing to share the information with anyone.
Yes.
I've got a lot of...
What kind of proof?
Everything. Everything that
from the assaults.
Everything that Latoya accuses me of, I've got proof of.
Yes.
That counter from WhatsApp messages, from
everything.
Yeah, from videos, you know.
Yes.
Things might get to that. With one of the podcasts that I did, after the interview, I said to
the host,
because she was really grilling me, right? And I said to her, but I've got proof.
Yeah.
And she said, but why don't you expose the truth? And I said, it's damning, you know. And when I actually got to the point and I said to her, do you really, really think you can expose something like this about someone that you once loved? This woman was left shaking. And she sent me a WhatsApp to say, I've never cried like this after you left, because that's only when it kicked in to say, I've never seen such a self-destructive person, because Leto has literally just opened a can of worms on herself.
Yeah.
She said, we thought what's been happening is bad. If you had to take any of these things out, it's horrendous. And I said, that is why I can show it to you on my phone, because I don't want to share any of those things with anyone.
Yes.
So
yes.
How we dealt with this issue was, we then decided, I kept on buying time with these journalists. They're mad as hell with me.
Yeah.
But we decided, let's go to a publication that hasn't approached us, right? Because with all these other publications, they were going to run her story and then give me the right to reply, right? So this is when my publicist, Pearl, brilliant strategy. I love it to bits. Thank you, Pearl. Thank you, Mrs. Makeka Ncube.
Yes.
This is when Pearl then approached Nwaku, who I wanted nothing to do with because of the negative publicity her and Julia were giving me and Latoya.
Yes.
When we were blindly in love, right?
Yes.
And we were denying all of these things in the media. And we were blaming everyone else but ourselves. We were both just not taking responsibility.
But right? You knew the truth. You were experiencing all of this.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yes. I'm saying, like, you were going through all of this. I mean, there were cases that were being opened.
Oh,
those were the headlines.
Those
were the headlines.
It was too much. It was too much.
Can I put a pause on that, by the way?
No
what
problem.
Happened to those cases?
Look, they were dismissed because there were no cases.
The
cases just came and went, you know. Yeah, there were no cases really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's fast forward to a story that, the recent one, which has made you want to come out a little bit more. I think even Abuba Pepandaba went and shared your WhatsApp screenshot.
Someone stole screenshots from my WhatsApp and took it to my Pepanda. But one of the best things that has ever happened to me.
Yes.
So I know, because did you still want to continue asking me questions?
Yes. No, but you can.
Can I reply
you can
to this
go.
One?
Yes.
How the whole thing ended up going my Pepanda.
Mm.
So now on Friday, we find out Latoya has gone to the Sunday World and she's doing a counter story.
Yes.
Right? And so they send me questions.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And I replied to the questions. Mm. I did an interview with them, right? Mm. When they gave me the right to reply,
mm.
right? And you know, I've never been this shocked in my life. Like, it was just shock and shock and shock and shock and shock. And I'm thinking, one, we both had an option of not going public about this.
Mm.
Secondly, we had an option of going public about it and saying we are parting ways amicably.
Yes, right? You could have just done that, yes.
One, why are you going all over my township at home, bribing cops to say they must threaten me to say I must bring your things back when you know I've made time to come from KZN to come and give you your things, but you could mm. not afford to come and get your things. And you are telling my family, I must bring your things from my expense, and I refused.
Mm.
Until I got to a point where I thought, obviously, muto hana chelte. And kids in your stress, why are you now going to the media and lying? You know? But at this point, I knew the person that I was dealing with.
Mm.
So we were taking pictures and videos of everything, which is information that I had to produce to the Sunday
yes,
World. Right?
Yes.
But how does my side of the story end up going to Pepandaba?
Yes.
So after doing the interview with the journalist,
yes.
right? Now I know the story is coming out on Sunday.
Yes.
So I take each and every question that they asked me.
Yes.
And I reply to it. This yes. after consultation with my reputation management specialist. I said, I'm not on any social media.
Mm.
Right? The same thing she's always threatened. She's going to get a lot of attention, a lot of sympathy, a lot of. Who do I owe an explanation to? My family, my kids,
yes.
myself,
yes.
my colleagues,
yes.
My boss. I'm going to reduce it. I'm not going to say someone. People who are special to me. Other people yes. who are special to me.
Come
right?
on. Yeah. Come on. Sounds like there's a new love brewing there.
No love. No love yet.
Okay. Just playing.
Special people.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Friends.
Okay.
Shorty. You know, okay. special people in my life. Yeah. So anyway, how this thing happens is I then start taking the questions from the journalist.
Mm.
I post them on my statuses.
Yes.
And I reply to them.
Yes.
I took all of them and I replied.
Yes.
Right? The next thing, I'd already prepared my family, yeah, the people who are special in my life.
Right.
And I'd already prepared myself psychologically. Like right. I said, I've gone through that journey.
And for those listening, I just want to read out the questions quickly.
Yeah.
You know, the questions that the journalist had sent to you was that whether you had stole money from LaToya,
yeah.
whether you assaulted her son,
yeah.
Which was one of the craziest things
sure.
to me.
Horrendous.
Whether you're an alcoholic,
yeah.
Why you have not given her back her ndumba, which yeah. is not something that you can carry. You cannot carry that around.
That's the worst thing.
Oh, whether you burned yourself.
I built her one.
And you burned yourself somehow when you were burning her on the leg.
It's two different dates. Even when you go to the hospital that I went to
yeah.
and the hospital that she went to.
Yeah.
This is all the proof that I have. It's two completely different dates. Why lie about that? Why abuama? Come on. Mm. I've always told LaToya.
Mm.
One thing. LaToya, stop lying.
Yes.
And I always caught her out. LaToya, stop making things. LaToya, stop lying.
Mm.
Right? But you know when you are so used to manipulating and lying people and you always get away with it.
Yes.
And
yes.
this is when I took a decision that my silence is only going to encourage her
yes.
to keep on doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So someone took the screenshots from my WhatsApp and took it to, I didn't even know what my Pepandaba is. The horror. So now people are taking screenshots of my Pepandaba and I'm like, oh, just, I even posted on my WhatsApp to say, lo, nadi keleme. Do you know, I didn't even know you can screenshot someone's post on WhatsApp.
No.
I knew you could, I swear.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
Well, if only you knew.
But I'm very grateful to the person who did this.
Yes.
I'm very grateful.
Because now you're
because up. I was trying to achieve that on my WhatsApp, having 10,000 contacts,
mm.
right? Making sure the people that I work with, my kids that get to hear my side of the story.
Mm.
I'm very, very happy this person made public. They did PR for me.
Nice.
Free PR.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's set the record straight for those who are listening for the first time, those who have not seen those WhatsApp screenshots
yeah.
as to who Lebu is. Lebu did not abuse the son. What's the real story around that?
I loved this child with everything that I have. Mm. I don't even believe in corporal punishment. Mm. Latoya used to beat up the kids so much in the house. Like, I used to fight with her. Mm. She stopped raising her hand on the kids because I taught her that kids must be spoken to.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had an incident, especially with my elder one. Ke roetse king, and like no untwela masipa. But growing up, I've never touched any of Latoya's kids. Never. Which is why she can't even say I've done anything to the eldest ones, because I guess they can speak for themselves.
Yeah.
A journalist will say, can we speak to them? If anything, the one time I nearly beat up one of Latoya's children was the eldest daughter, her firstborn.
Yeah.
When this child, one day outside of Latoya's grandmother's house, in full view of everyone, beat the mother up. What stopped me from beating them? She beat Latoya up. And I was going for this child, eh? Fortunately, there were people. I said, yay! This is an insult.
Yes.
I said, you're not even assaulting your mother. It's an insult.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the only time.
Yes.
She knows I walked away from her kids. I'd give them a mouthful.
That was something else. And I mean, that's something that's actually trending right now. Those kinds of, you know, seeing a mother beat, or rather being beaten by their own child.
Yeah.
And there are already conversations around that.
The child beat the hell out of her.
We all know.
And now I understand why. Yeah. And the child was actually beating her up to say, I'm not your son's nanny. I'm sick and tired of taking care of your son. You've turned me into a mother. I do not have a child
now. Yes. Yeah. Then there's the fact that you're an alcoholic. I mean, there's drugs laced in this whole entire relationship. I mean, that's the story that we got also, that's obviously publicized, with the fact that she at some point allegedly sold herself for some drugs. But why is she calling you an alcoholic?
Joy, drink, right? And I don't trouble anyone.
Yes.
So this is just a way of Latoya trying to discredit me because of the story that has already been told about her. You are going to say I'm selling my body. You are going to say I sold myself to a drug dealer. How do I counter you? I think Latoya's PR team, I think her publicist is the doofest person. I'm sorry. Oh, please.
Yes.
But what kind of spinning is this?
That is not a good spin. They're not doing well with
it. What kind of spinning is this?
No.
She's countering everything that I'm saying. And it took you what? 1 month, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
To come back. Go, they said there. But what can we get on her? like what can we do? My truth dealt with them proper. And actually, much as I said Mas Chaba is dwarf, which I mean, by the way, I mean it.
Yes.
She must come to Pearl for lessons. Mas Chaba could have avoided all of this.
Yes.
But because of her arrogance, her stupidity, her allowing herself to be manipulated by Latoya and Latoya's lies, right? She avoided calls from Pell. Where as publicists, and sometimes it's done, guys.
Let's talk and mend this.
This is where
together.
My client stands. This is where your client. All of this mess could have been avoided if they were not this arrogant, thinking they're going to get away with murder because they're both celebrities and they know what happens in their lives when they're dealing with a layman, anyone without their profile.
Yes.
Only they were dealing with Mas Child.
Hey.
Lebo.
Yes.
And it's Lebo Pudumo, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Shem, we're thinking they were dealing Lingwana or Rapelwang Kobone or Sato Yuzang Skari Limaka to try and make herself look good to the public. I don't owe the public anything. They do nothing for me.
Nothing.
But they don't give me likes. I'm not on social media. They don't feed me. They don't provide a roof over my head.
Yes.
I don't want any likes from them. I don't need to lie to anyone, right? For me to try and spin myself, for me to try and look good to the public. I don't need to lie to anyone for some agent to give me work or some production house to give me work. How I make my money actually is also, by the way, I'm also a spin doctor. I'm a reputation management, I'm a communication specialist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know what's the irony of this all?
What is
she's, it? She's getting me work. Everyone is loving how I am spinning myself.
Nice.
Do you know what it means to for people who are in trouble? Come and do this for us.
Please.
If you can do this for yourself.
If you can do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come and do this for us. And I'm like, I'm not this on my own. Can I share a piece of the pie with Pearl?
Yes.
Because I would not have come to this decision.
If it wasn't for her.
Yeah, if it wasn't for her.
Lovely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two of the last questions that we need to touch on. The burning of yourself. So can you say on the record, have you ever in any way been abusive or violent with her? Or just in defense?
I have been in defense.
Okay.
In defense. And this is after I suffered 3 assaults from LaToya.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
2 of them which I registered. But I did not open a case when I started realizing this is becoming a trend. One of them happened at her client's home in full view of that family in Zanin.
Mm.
Fortunately, the thing is with people in my life, when I start telling my truth, people are just too happy to come into studio with me and say,
we witnessed.
They said, King, no, let's say this has happened. LaToya once again, and that is why she's never done anything about it, right? Once again, and this is literally Boma 2 weeks after she had broken windows at my grandmother's house, bent curtains, right? Threw away deal. It was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess, right? She tried to attack me.
Mm.
On that day, I called cops on myself.
Ish.
And I said to her, Moto'o tried doing this to me. She locked herself in the bedroom and she refused to come out. I said to her, come out and open a case against me. I am sick and tired of you.
Sure.
She's assaulted, but she was the one, according to her.
Yeah.
And she's not saying right now to the media. It was self-defense on my side.
Ish.
And she's denying the fact that she started all of this in our marriage.
Mm.
I've got proof. I've got receipts. I get to the blillets. One day, you go to the Kibatla.
I got a contact for
you. Because for my pepandaba, the receipt.
Okay.
Not that's a compromising one.
Yeah.
Not even because you are sexy and on two melody needs.
No.
Blind,
yeah.
Where you can say, okay, when I have evidence or either Ojadi drugs or no nabuja, tell about the Sodi Kokai. Yeah. Baban.
Sure.
Yeah.
You did say that on one of the WhatsApp statuses that one day you're gonna just unleash everything.
One day. And breaking up until next week, never really up until my ban, up until next week. So maybe I'll have time. Maybe
This must be freeing for you also.
Also, it is, you know, and I'll tell you why. And LaToya knows this.
Yeah.
She knows this. I was born and raised in a family like this. You're gonna forget a lie. You're gonna keep justifying a lie.
Yes.
And I'd never told Pearl about my upbringing. This is exactly what she said. You know what, Lebo? If I start representing you in this matter, I'm going to distort a lot of facts. Only you know the facts the way they are.
Of course.
If I start replying to journalists on your behalf, I'm going to distort a lot of facts. If I start doing interviews on your behalf, she said to me, we are not spinning this.
No,
we are not spinning. You are going out there to tell your truth.
Yes.
And that is why there'll be consistency. I might say differently here and there. I'm not going to use the same words.
Of course.
There'll be consistency in everything that I say.
Of course.
And I've got the files for everything. And no, I did not steal her money.
No.
Honor this one.
I mean,
this was a low blow. This was a low blow. I have lived for this woman. You know, the one journalist, actually ended up was in disbelief. Do you know with how good you saw us looking and that? Because I traveled to Turkey just before I got into a relationship with her and bought a lot of things. But I'm still the type, you know, I shop for myself. Do you know I haven't shopped in 4 years of my marriage? Not even underwear. During COVID, LaToya's underwear used to get delivered. I was online. I was. Kim kirela sna foko lagir.
Yeah.
I wanna talk sa rekelan leto ya guys.
Patung.
Kim kirela afeta kukubwa kwa na dulateng le exiage. Ba kile tidi lotsa kelingwan. She had nothing. Utli lego penthouse unka suitcase ekana. So how do you lie to that extent, man? But
it's
you
just,
know, when someone lies so much, they make your blood run.
Yeah.
Because your blood is not boiling anymore. You're not there anymore. But sure. Mm. It's actually very sad.
Yeah.
It's actually sad.
It is.
Because everything the doctors have said, everything the psychologists have said, which she used to try and convince me, Kitlo Zamadlozi. And I bought into it because I was.
Come on, you're blinded by love. You're blinded by love.
And I believed it.
Yeah.
Sitting with a letter, the doctor has just said to me, "I love waiting. Whatever you do," because I was saying, "Are you willing to talk to them?" He says, no, I can't. And he said, "First, I can sue you. And a letter I can sue because this was a client."
Confidential. Yeah.
But you gave me the letter because on that day, Hakimutli Sidze. Urila gonna rush her to this hospital now because she needs to be admitted now. Yeah.
When did you move out of the marital home?
Oh, I've been running away, eh? Yes. In my life, I've never lived with friends the way I have in this marriage. Yo, lingling neki do, chad, ninninki mukuba, ninninki do. I've been in and out. 2022 to. Yeah, the whole of 2022, and everywhere I went, she'd follow. And then Nining sits there, Dula Kontru Nyamoto really too for 2 weeks because she's like, come on, I'm like, I bad. And then because I was blind in love,
Nining,
bo, Musaduaka Arnon, Kinakupa Rira, I got put a happy katama. But yeah, I've been in and out of my marital home. I've never been this unstable in my life.
Ish.
I've suffered instability. Me and my kids, our kids and her, everyone who was involved in this marriage, including her father, who I gave a house to.
Okay. But, and still lives?
No. A house to live in.
Okay.
Right? But one of the incidences when I fought with her, I left her. Then Gatsamana ga go papare. And she then later followed me at her father's house. And I said to the father, I do not want Letoya here. And then he said, Lebo, whichever way you look at it, this is my home now. And okasi kubi wanake.
Gamuntu.
Because kili khaila.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I ran away to a point where I even ran away into her father's house. Do you know why that man left? Because the wife wanted to leave. Do you know why the wife left? Because there was just too much. Rifika, this couple is happy. Ba consistent, ba in love, ba na le stability. Only for us to come in there and cause them instability.
Ish.
Right? And the stepmother started being very, very unhappy about a lot of things. You know? Up until one time, there was something happening between there and the husband, and then Letoya again, I learned nothing. Hoo-ha. Letoya got involved into the thing. Ablela this woman the way abatsetsim papa bone ka teng this and she concluded this thing ablela me go mage that thing ya mamage wa bon
yeah
at this point OCO just felt I'm not going to subject myself to this set me down that evening I don't know where I'm going to turn to thank you for giving us a home I might need a month from you it might be sooner but I am leaving I'm not going to subject myself to this in a week this woman had packed the house up and she had left.
Sure.
Family secrets.
Family.
Are we at a point where this woman and her father will tell the truth about what had happened?
The father definitely the also things, needs to speak. Yeah.
The things. Yeah. Because another father at some point actually after one of our incidences is on the phone with her. Right? And she's like, no, I'm back at home and. And the father is at this point is saying, now you know my biggest worry. Little did he know she's right there next to me. And I took the phone and I said, on the three occasions when she assaulted me, were you not worried that she's going to kill me?
Then
you are misunderstanding me. All I was saying is, no, that's not what you said. You said I'm going to kill her. So I'm capable of murder. What's happening? Babone has failed his children so much in life that he will do everything and anything to correct his mistakes, even to his own children's detriment. That's what's going on in those. That is why all their lives are just going downhill. From the elder sister to her and Awisha Wal. She's the only one who can save that family. Mm. I was hoping I'm going to help her break the general irrational curses of the family until or unless she gets a wake up call. They're all just gonna go. I think she was brought into this world to come and uplift that family, help the father also with all the challenges that she's adding to the problem right now because of her lies.
Now, I cannot end this conversation without even touching on this before we move on. With the cheating allegations,
it's true.
You were cheated on.
It's true.
She cheated with a woman. No. With a man.
Nigerian drug lord.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
And the lady came to you, and as you mentioned, people are willing to wait. You know, testify.
I confronted the guy.
Yeah.
I confronted the guy.
Yeah.
Because at this point, she's now crying rape. Once again, for the sixth time, she's crying rape, right? A week later, couple of days later, when I find out the truth, she's saying, can you go with me to the police station to open a case against this guy? I said, over my dead body. I said, the incident happened 200 meters away from a police station.
Yes.
Ofetso Tlhapa.
Yes.
For all these days,
yes.
You've been begging me for sex for all these days, knowing that I'm a woman, knowing how deep and intensive our sex life is like.
Yeah.
You're going to subject me to shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
For
just layman's terms.
To me is shit.
Yeah.
Imagine in layman's. Did you use protection? No. And you've been begging me for sex. I said, I'm not going to do that. Why didn't you go to the police station and open a case against this guy? And in all these interviews, in everything that she's doing, manipulator works. Because she knows I've got physical evidence of the cheating. She's not even addressing it. She's not speaking to the cheating. But she's just saying, I've never taken drugs. When she was taking deg with the ex-baby daddy, she knows I found her in that situation. Because Anne and the baby daddy were accusing each other in court of doing drugs whilst they were going through custody. They were subjected to taking tests. So why was the court subjecting them to that? Because they kept on accusing one another because of the same thing.
Yeah.
We are dealing here with both and Habaduli one. One of the parents is
Zamushimani. Oh, hectic. Yes.
That's the fact. So how are you denying the drug allegations? And not touching? But why are you touching on everything? Deal with everything. Confront everything. That is why the reputation management specialist is a money. Well, it's a publicist is like your lawyer. Just sit there and say, "Akiba kuya tronko ngwaban." Makim laile muto.
Yes.
And umlelo kati king. Waiti king. But can you get me out of this mess?
Yes.
So if you're going to manipulate and your lie. Own and lie to your... So should I even say, whatever.
No. So you moved... But when did you move out... Back to that question again. When did you move out officially from the marital home?
Actually... I did not move out. I stayed in the marital home.
Okay.
All right? Because what had happened... It's another story for another day,
okay.
Right? I didn't tell Lady Tori.
Yeah. No,
because this is also now the trauma that personally I've suffered through her journey abongoma. Because when I got married to her, I was told I'm marrying a gobela. Only to marry her to find out... Motuo hanam tundu... Mutu o hana ing. This one is telling me pay 50,000 for her to finish this process regarding goody poody the ing. And then she's moving to this person's house. She's going to finish the process. The monies have been paid. The animals have been paid. 2 weeks later, she's moved out of that person's house. Hi, Madloziaka Asabatlamoto. Then she's moving to another person's house. She's going to do the... This has been going on until I was subjected to this. There was a lot of tension in the marriage. Mm. We're no longer intimate. Mm. We were practically done.
Sure.
You know, we were practically done, right? But this was, for me, what put the cherry on the cake.
Mm.
Now, as an excuse maybe of the tensions that are going through, so I must now take responsibility for this. And apparently you can't stay in someone else's house.
No.
Right? Mm. She's now taking matwasani because how are you going to finish twasaying and you are going there with your matwasanis?
Mm.
Because she did not have a ndumdu. But the same person she's going to is the person who made her not to have a ndumdu because she took a ndumdu and threw it in the rubbish bin.
Oh, man.
So it was just too much, right? So when they left on the 1st of January, Inele Matoba Boang after a week.
Yeah.
Little did they know they did me the biggest favor ever because they were never ever coming back.
Yeah.
So with her being there, I just said, good riddance. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I stayed in the marital home, but I let her go.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're in debt now because of this.
Hey, motho wa Modimo. Ah, diabo.
How much? I mean, you know, you're a businesswoman, so I can ask you what this relationship cost you. We can put there.
You know, there's things now that actually even my lawyers, even about myself, given what they're trying to do, you know, unhappy that I've taken out in the media.
Mm.
I've already spoken about it. You can make your calculations, but it's bigger than that.
Mm.
It's bigger than that, you know. And yeah, how's a person who's leaving you in debt say you stole money from them? And now this other journalist from yesterday explained to me the money that she was referring to.
Mm.
So I've been working on this project in Ladysmith.
Mm.
And her and I had a joint account.
Okay.
Right? And I was leaving money to continue coming into that joint account.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And because of her ignorance, she's not even aware.
Mm.
I left money in that bank account. I can show you receipts as usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was showing this journalist.
Yeah.
And she's talking about little money. Like she's crying over
how
little money from that project.
What's little money? Thousand million?
It's like a 20,000 tier, but often, Robert.
Mm.
It's like a 20,000. She's not even talking about big things.
Mm.
18,000 tier. Well, about 10,000 here, blah, blah, blah. She's crying that those little figures were coming into the account and she did not get a share of it. But it's money that I was working for.
Yes.
And you're not living in my house. You're not my fucking responsibility. You're
anymore.
An adult. Yeah.
Yes.
Go pilang ding. But you want to know about Jesus, dude.
Come on.
Why should I take responsibility of you with my money?
No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Each for their own.
Sure. So there's obviously more to tell. And we've been sitting here for like 2 hours and I still have so many questions.
Ooh,
but hey, shorty. Are we not tired now?
Yeah, we're tired.
You definitely have to write a book. Blinded by Love, we know now. And I have two lines or two sentences in this book. Do you think you'll ever get married again?
Me? Actually... okay, so I'm the type that keeps their promises, right?
Mm.
And like I said before, I met her, I'd made a promise to myself that I'll never ever get married.
Mm.
You know, in my marriage with her, I got to a point where I said to her, because I wanted you to close my eyes when I die, I doubt I'll ever ever marry
love
anyone
again.
When if anything had to happen between the two of us.
Damn.
But you know what? How many billion people are there on the planet?
Too many.
The world is full of beautiful women.
And we can never be
manipulated. The world is full of kind people.
Yes.
The world is full of good people.
Yes.
I'm not going to limit myself
to
the fact that I had said to someone, you're going to close my eyes.
Mm.
The world is full of ample people
who
can close my eyes.
Yes.
I must just choose which one.
Yes.
And this experience...
Mm.
For as long as it lasted, this beautiful love that I went through has taught me what love is.
Mm.
I know what I've got to offer.
Nice.
I don't see why I can't give that
to someone else
who I'm praying will reciprocate this time around.
Beautiful. I hope you get that love. I really sincerely hope you get that love.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
This too shall pass. So she's still your wife, by the way. So divorce
yet complicated.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. Hey, waiting. We are running around. We are busy with the courts. Waiting. We are busy, man. Yo.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Really appreciate you joining me.
It's really a pleasure.
All the best.
Thank you
journey.
For having me.
Yes. Now you know not to blue tick me anymore.
I will not.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. But that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also have a listen to our other podcasts, Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo, Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. You can also follow us, Chisapod, on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Boozle. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye.